Welcome to Vital Voices. Today, we'll be talking about the Scottish travelers. Their origins are ancient, and their numbers are dwindling. Scholars estimate that there are only about 1,000 Scottish travelers left. Throughout the centuries, they have traversed the Scottish countryside, working odd jobs like picking flowers, selling scrap metal, and gathering whelks at the seashore. Their lasting contributions to Scottish culture, and indeed world culture, are their stories and songs. Many of their ballads are centuries old. As the traditions of the travelers are dying away, East Tennessee State University has taken a major step to make sure they are never forgotten. From 1992 to 1998, Dr. Thomas G. Burton, Professor Emeritus of English at ETSU, spent time among the travelers, recording their stories and songs. One of those travelers is Jimmy Williamson, whose father Duncan was one of Scotland's most well-known balladeers. Dr. Burton's recordings of Jimmy Williamson have recently been published as a CD entitled Scottish Traveler Jimmy Williamson, Songs and Stories. That collection has been released by ETSU's Institute for Appalachian Music and Culture. Dr. Lee Bidgood is director of the institute, and we'll hear from him today as well. But we begin with Dr. Tom Burton. Tell us who the Scottish travelers are.
Scottish travelers are an indigenous group of people in Scotland. They're often confused with gypsies, but gypsies are entirely separate. But Scottish travelers are an indigenous Scottish group that are really ancient in their history. It's not really known exactly, but they may go back to the hunter-gatherers in Europe way back in prehistoric times even. And they would travel in carts and caravans and do all sorts of labor and live in tents mainly throughout the year, and then maybe have a site where they would stay during the winter, and their ghillie tents were large tents. They have now gone through a lot of change, like all of civilization has, and our own society and industrialization and housing and education and that sort of thing. So maybe now the ones that are now on the road, so to speak, for different times during the year, maybe only 1,000 or something like that. The ones like Jimmy Williamson, who is the subject of this CD, he was born in a tent. From the time he was 5 years old, he traveled with his father and engaged in various kinds of labor. I think the first thing he was really involved as a child was taking off the tops and bottoms of turnips. And his father was mainly doing scrapping, or dealing with scrap metal, going all over from Ayrshire in the western part of Scotland over toward the eastern middle part. Well, Jimmy, for example, will start in February, say, and be collecting daffodils, like in Stonehaven in the middle part of Scotland. I went with him one time and camped out with him, and they have these huge fields of daffodils that travelers and other part-time workers come in and pick, and then they're sold by the dealers and down in London and all over. And it's really difficult work. And I wasn't very good. I remember that my efforts after a day of the morning of picking, when I got back to Edinburgh, I was able to buy a baked potato and a Guinness. But then he would, after that, maybe start then in the tides, going to the seaside and picking whelks, and that became the largest part of his money-making efforts. And they would sell the whelks to dealers that then would ship them mainly to France. And I had the opportunity also to go to the Isle of Mull with Jimmy and pick the whelks.
And while they're leading this nomadic lifestyle, they're sharing their music, their ballads.
Yes. And that's the thing that Jimmy and his songs, one of the main themes is this dichotomy between the past and the present. And to him, it's a great loss of that being on the road with other travelers, meeting at campsites, singing songs, telling their stories.
We want to make the point that these are not studio recordings on this CD. These are recordings that you yourself made in the 1990s in the field.
Yes, all of these are field recordings. See, I got to know Duncan back in the 80s, actually. I went for my first trip to Scotland, an introduction to the School of Scottish Studies at the University of Edinburgh.
Let's listen to some of this music. Tell me about a favorite cut on this CD and sort of set that up for us before we play it.
Well, I think really an interesting one is the first one. It says, "Gone are the old days. Gone are the old ways. Gone are the old days. They're just memories now, like horse-drawn plows or travelers in gillies." And so that, I think, would be a really good introduction to this dichotomy of the loss, not looking back on it in any romanticized way that it was all good, because he has another song on there that's very satiric, like, "Those are the good old days, not having any food, wandering around in your bare feet, no place to sleep." You know, those were the good old days. But in this first song, "Gone are the old days, gone are the old ways," it's something that's very regrettable.
This is another man about the dying ways, gone are the old ways, gone are the old days. "Gone are the old days, gone are the old ways, gone are the women, gone are the men, they're just memories now, like the horse-drawn plow, or travelers with gillies come to Donaghlen. Oh, I can mind weel when we shared with our neighbours all that we had so we would survive, though it saddens my heart that we've lost horse and cat. It's worse that we can't keep tradition alive. Gone are the old days, gone are the old ways, gone are the women, gone are the men, they're just memories now, like the horse-drawn plow, or travelers with gillies come to Donaghlen. I we've lost a lot more than the ground that we come on, lost a lot more than some understand, when the young lose the will to move on o'er the hill, it's then that the travelling race will be gone. Gone are the old days, gone are the old ways, gone are the women, gone are the men, they're just memories now, like the horse-drawn plough, or traveler to a galley's come to Dunna Glen. Aye, the traveller's way galleys have gone from the glen.
That Scottish traveller Jimmy Williamson from the CD entitled Scottish Traveller Jimmy Williamson Songs and Stories, recently published by the Institute for Appalachian Music and Culture at East Tennessee State University. That institute is directed by our guest, Dr. Lee Bidgood, who is with ETSU's Center for Appalachian Studies and Services. Lee, the institute is a fairly new entity at ETSU. Tell me about the reason for its existence.
I'm seeking to serve as a point of connection and to find points of connection between what we're doing on campus creatively and through scholarship and the wider community, not only here in our local region, but also globally. And that's why one of the reasons why I'm excited about this project that Tom has worked on, because his work and his career and this project highlight those connections between the local and the global, between here in Appalachia and abroad. Well, so as someone who's done fieldwork myself and someone who's recorded music and conversations and interviews with folks, I realize the value of this project. It brings us into the intimate circle of people around Jimmy who get to hear his stories and get to be around in it. I mean, the photos that Tom has showed me and the stories he's told about being with these folks show that it's an unusual privilege to spend some time in these environments and to hear from these folks. So I think this is it's a rare glimpse into this culture that a lot of us don't know about. I didn't know anything about it till I was handed this project. So I'm grateful for the chance to have this an intimate access to these folks and their culture.
This CD is recently released. How does one obtain a copy?
We're still working out the kinks in distribution. At this point, we have some physical copies, and you can contact our offices and get a physical copy. But we are going to make it widely and freely available online. And just keep in touch with the department and the center, and we'll be making that known there on our website as soon as we have the web address worked out.
And if you'd like to contact Dr. Lee Bidgood about this CD project, you can do so through the East Tennessee State University Institute for Appalachian Music and Culture, which is part of the university's Center for Appalachian Studies and Services. Well, Tom Burton, let's listen to another piece from the CD by Jimmy Williamson. Tell me why you chose this one to highlight during the program.
Well, I like the one about the Fluors because it's a comic song. And it's about the traveler's occupation of picking the daffodils.
Picking all the flowers, picking all the flowers, picking daffies you can never win. When the dryer blimp is still, you stand praying for a shoe, and when it rains, you're soaking to the skin. Whiney's iron looms, folk the out the tombs, easy can the infants on the brew. When a car comes to the field, they go diving through the drill. The hedges stick, they kinda get through. Ah, they're picking all the flowers, ah, they're picking all the flowers, picking the happies you can never win. When there's dry your limp is stir, you stand praying for a shoe, when a range is soaking.
That Scottish traveler Jimmy Williamson from a recently released CD, a collection of field recordings made by Dr. Thomas G. Burton, Professor Emeritus of English at East Tennessee State University. The CD is entitled Scottish Traveler Jimmy Williamson, Songs and Stories, and it's published by the Institute for Appalachian Music and Culture at ETSU.
In the field of Scottish studies and ethnomusicology, how significant is this collection in your opinion?
Appalachia, as you well know, in the migration period, was the people who came in were principally Scotch-Irish. That was the largest single group. So a lot of people think of them as being Irish, but they're Scots that went to Ireland and then migrated to the U.S. in the 17th through that whole migration period. So the Scottish culture itself is very important. And the music of the ballads, for example, are very significant in the whole history of folk music in the United States. Like 40% of all the English and Scottish popular ballads that have been collected, say, since the middle of the 19th century have been Scottish ballads. And so, first of all, that Scottish connection is very important. And this CD is important, I think, that it not only, it's a documentary, so we have an essay on his life, so we have written material. Then the stories and the songs are a way to appreciate from another perspective, to give a wider view of the thing, the values that they hold, the ideas and what they do and what they think and how they feel. So in that part, I think this material is very important.
Dr. Tom Burton, thank you for joining us for Vital Voices.
I appreciate your inviting, and I appreciate your giving attention to this CD.
Our guests have been Dr. Thomas G. Burton, Professor Emeritus of English at East Tennessee State University, and Dr. Lee Bidgood, Director of the Institute for Appalachian Music and Culture at ETSU. We've been talking about the new CD entitled Scottish Traveler Jimmy Williamson, Songs and Stories, published by the Institute. Listen for Vital Voices every Saturday morning at 7 and Sunday afternoon at 2 right here on WETS. I'm Fred Sausman.